News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New Hampshire is in the national political spotlight today as voters cast ballots in this year's leadoff primary. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Donald Trump is the candidate to beat on the Republican side.
After cruising to victory in last week's Iowa caucuses, the former president leads Nikki Haley in New Hampshire polls by double digits. Trump's hoping to knock Haley out of the race, while the former ambassador and governor is seeking an upset victory. It's a two-person contest in the Republican primary following the recent departures by Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Mr. Trump rallying supporters in Laconia, referring to Republican challenger Haley and President Biden.
We started off with 13, and now we're down to two people. And I think one person will be gone probably tomorrow. Yes! And the other one will be gone in November.
Haley insists that she's in it to win it, telling the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt that her campaign coffers runneth over.
Every state, I am always making sure we have enough money for the next state, not for the one we're in, for the next one.
Saying she remains committed to supporting the party's nominee, quickly adding that she expects to be that nominee. President Biden now saying that the southern border is not secure, putting him at odds with his Homeland Security Secretary. Biden is pressing Republicans for more money for the border, but it's money that critics say would be used to process more illegal aliens into the country. More than 9.5 million have been allowed in so far under President Biden. For now, the razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border will continue to be cut by border agents, a divided Supreme Court allowing that practice to continue while a legal challenge proceeds. On Wall Street, the Dow down 137 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're...
This KMCQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Persistent fog and steady rain made for a messy Monday throughout the Vegas Valley, with Harry Reid International Airport being the worst in the nation for flight cancellations and delays. Website FlightAware reports Reid Airport had 291 delayed takeoffs, 41 flights canceled yesterday, along with 350 delayed landings, 41 canceled touchdowns. Lee Canyon reported 1 inch of snow yesterday. That's on top of 2 inches that fell overnight Saturday. The resort has now gotten 35 inches of snow so far this year. Meanwhile, the cold weather has been keeping our gas prices down, with the national average at its lowest level since 2021. GasBuddy.com reports gas inventories are also 8% above the same time last year, another reason the prices are staying low. Energy experts say, though, gas prices here on the West Coast, they could soon go up as refineries begin the transition from winter fuel blends to the costlier warm weather mixture. The average price for a gallon of regular gas here in Las Vegas yesterday, $3.77, 15 cents cheaper than the same time last year. And baby boomers own most of the homes here in Southern Nevada and are, in fact, adding to that ownership rate. Home builder Taylor Morrison reports boomers, the folks born between the end of World War II and the mid-60s, they bought 39% of the homes last year, followed by Gen Xers at 26%. Now, while baby boomers make up just 19% of the population here in Las Vegas, they own 36% of the homes. Homebuyers over the age of 55 have also been on the rise since the Great Recession in 2008. They owned 44% of the homes back then. They now own 54% as of 2021. Take AM670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Really starting to see the slowdown of the Southwest Beltway, really both directions, between I-15 and Decatur. A lot of that is construction-related delay in the area, and just rush hour speeds taking over there. Through the resort corridor, exiting 15 southbound at Sahara, at that off-ramp there, left lane is blocked by an accident. Southbound 15 at Sahara off-ramp, stay to the right if you're exiting that way. In on the west side, a new one with injury on Fort Apache southbound near Sahara. Several cars involved here want to steer clear of that one. Right lanes are blocked. Fort Apache southbound again near Sahara. And this rain through the valley is going to last throughout the day. Should clear up by tonight. We do have a chance of showers returning on Thursday. Today's highs in the low to mid-50s. We're 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shengang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Joining us now, very happy to have him back, Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. He is a businessman, a philanthropist, and he's also a candidate for Congress in CD1, trying to retire Dina Titus. And Ron Q, good morning, sir, and happy Tuesday to you.
Good morning, Kevin. Glad to be back in your show, my man.
Give me a quick sense of the race. You're running for Congress. You're meeting with people. You're doing town halls. You're doing all of that stuff. Give me a sense of where you think the race is.
Well, usually right now the race is about people are asking, what would you do? They already know the problem. I spoke to every single one of my constituents here in CD1, and technically, their concerns are, you know, they don't really care about the platform, or they don't care about, you know, what the problem is. You know, the people already know what the problem is going on, you know, in this country. And what they want to hear is they want to know, what would you do once you get elected? Because they are so tired of all the BS that's going on. That's why, as you can see, President Trump is actually leading the caucus, because he speaks from the truth. And that's when my focus is telling you the truth, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, and that's what the constituents want to hear. They want to know, like, hey, what would you do when once you're elected? Because they've heard all the same old pitch. Oh, this is my platform, and they're like, well, we already know that, because we already know what's going on in this country. You know, we usually have a tendency of hearing what's popular, and that's what the politicians are discussing, but we want to know the solution rather than just hearing Oh, we got to fix the economy. Okay, then how are you going to fix it? We're going to fix the border. How are you going to... They want to know how, rather than, you know, when. Things like that.
Well, let me just ask you. Tell me the truth about the presidential primary and the Nevada GOP caucus. We're going to know the results of New Hampshire probably tonight. It looks like it's going to be a Donald J. Trump victory. It might be a landslide like Iowa. We don't know that yet. Give me your sense of what that means for the primary and for the Nevada caucus.
Well, what a difference a few make since I was on the last show. Well, as we can see, Trump will win the caucus, and it looks like he will get the nomination. And as a CD1 congressman, I will, of course, support the president's agenda. We both agree on several key issues. Trump has, the truth, Trump has pledged to immediately stop the invasion of the southern border and the illegal immigration, which, if I agree, we have a lot of people just coming in this country. And, of course, once they came into the small cities, you know, we have to take the burden as far as, like, trying to get them fed and find shelters for them. And it seems like some of these people are seeking refugees. But when you look at the people that's crossing in the border, are more like younger men in comparison of women and children. And yeah, I agree about the trade. As you can see, China has been power ever since good old Bill Clinton opened that Pandora box over shipping the jobs in a different country. You know, Trump's agenda, of course, focused on China. You know, he proposed that the four-year deal plan to phase out Chinese import, such as essential goods like electronics, steel, pharmaceutical. And I agree that we have to focus on America first. You know, we have to focus on our product, because what happens, like, we're getting so relied with other countries when it comes to getting our daily needs. And therefore, they're the one that's getting richer and we're the one that's getting poorer. And one of the things that we need to do is get America first, buy American-made products and, you know, expand this economy. And, of course, you know, the foreign policy, Trump is very, very strong in a strong policy, which is like, you know, we want... You know, the country could be the respected leader again. You know, we cannot, you know, we don't want to sell a war between Russia and Ukraine. That includes, he says, ending the endless flow of American treasure to Ukraine. You know, we don't want the Biden crime family to keep washing, you know, our hard-earned taxpayer dollars and just him cashing it out when he's done with his presidency. We need to start asking the European allies to reimburse the United States, because as far as I know, that's where we have that's the purpose of NATO's, right? They need to make sure that there's peace in Europe, and of course, like, we also need to continue to stand with Israel. And I agree with that with him truly.
Let me ask you. As far as illegal immigration, we've got the Supreme Court ruling that the Border Patrol can take down the razor wires. What do we need to do? Do we need to seal our border? Do we need to go to that extent? Do we need our military along our southern border? What do we need?
My personal opinion, you know, I agree with the president as far as putting the wall, and I think we started on that when he was a president. The problem is, of course, you know, old Joe Biden stopped the construction. One of the things that we need to do first is we need to shut down the border, you know, make sure that nobody's going in. And what we need to do is, practically, if we have to put the military in there, like what I said before, let's put the U.S. Army in there and patrol the border and help the border patrol, because what happened, if we have 10 border patrol working and you have thousands of migrants crossing, it's very hard to stop. We're practically outnumbered there. That's the war that we're never going to win. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that the U.S. Army is there protecting our border, just like other countries, because if we don't have a border, we don't have a country. And process the 1.2 million immigration process that, you know, the people did it in the right way, which is like, you know, having their wife, their family, they petitioned them because they've been in this country for so long, and they did all the requirements. They've been vetted. Those are the people that we need to focus. America needs to have good people coming in, you know, the one that can help us make the country better, rather than having someone come in our country and then we end up helping them. They're supposed to be helping the country.
The number one issue that I hear about from voters has to do with our economy, that our economy is just in real trouble. Do you get that sense when you're talking to potential voters, potential constituents, that it's the it is the economy stupid, as they used to say? Is that what this is all about? Is that what this race is going to be all about?
Well, what happens, Bidenomics is not working. You know, I think he's banking on that, but he thought it was actually, you know, it's actually a joke. The problem that we have right now in this country is the inflation is so high. Like, if you go to the grocery store, your $100 now is actually doesn't buy you that much grocery. You look at, you know, the gallon of gas, it's just skyrocketed ever since Joe Biden took over. Those are the things that they're concerned about, because those are the needs that my constituents and the whole country needs. We need to be able to buy food. We need to have our dollar to go to the wrong to a long way. And of course, we need gasoline. I know that, you know, our country wants to be energy green sufficient. But the thing is, it's not that time yet. Maybe eventually, 10 to 20 years, yes, I could see that. But you cannot rush things. It takes time, you know, to develop. And, of course, the Democrats are going to give you the same old runaround, says, like, oh, you know what, we need a greener planet. Yes, absolutely. We all do. We want our children. We want the earth to be here when our children grow up. But the thing is, our country's not ready for that yet. And the funny thing is, in order for you to develop the solar and, lithium batteries and things like that, you still need to use natural gas to process those things. So people need to understand that, hey, one of the things that we need to do is to stop the spending. We cannot be spending money like we don't have. And I think family knows that. You cannot buy things that, you know, you cannot buy things if you can't afford it. And that's what this country is doing. Biden's just writing a blank check on everything. And we need to stop that. And after that, we need to take care of the inflation. If you go to a different country, the value of the dollar is not that much anymore in comparison to before. So that means, like, the country's not doing well, because, you know, a lot of people don't even accept the U.S. dollars anymore, because they feel that, you know, it's going to go down in value. Those are the things that the citizen or constituents concern, because they work so hard, you know, to feed their family. But the problem is $100, it doesn't go that long anymore. It's like if you spend $100 now, it's actually worth, what, $80, maybe like $70 in comparison to before, that you spend $100, it's actually worth $150. So the inflation, then we need to take care of the inflation. We need to take care of our gasoline. We need to start using our own product. We need to use our own resources in comparison to going to another countries and giving them the upper hand for our supplies.
I know that nobody outworks Ron Q when it comes to campaigning. Can you give me kind of a rundown of what it is you need from my listeners? How can they help you in this CD1 race?
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, your listeners can do is practically, one, spread the word about Ron Quince, that I believe in the truth. You know, I have integrity. And, of course, I have experience, you know, to represent you in CD1. Second, what they need to do is educate their family, you know, their neighbors, to come out and vote in the primary, because we don't want to have the old-fashioned politician who, once get elected, is just going to stay in the same process again. We need something different, you know, fresh, something that actually can make a difference, someone that's running for office, not for himself or herself, but for the country. And, you know, one of the things I'm very excited about is our campaign momentum is growing. We're spending so much time with new messaging, getting ready to launch the voter contacts effort. I'm very busy, and my company schedule, it's just packed. But I'm enjoying every minute of it, meeting and talking with the voters of CD1. And I believe that we're gonna prevail this coming election, and we're gonna fire Dina Titus and put her in retirement.
Where can people find you? How can they get more information on your campaign?
They can find me at www.ronqforyou.com. And I encourage everybody to check out my website, find out more about me. If you want to volunteer, you can also do it there. If you feel a little bit generous and want to donate, you can also go to my website. And if you have family that hadn't registered to vote before, you can also go to my website and you can register to vote in my website and come out and vote in the primary, and even come out and vote in this presidential caucus that's coming up in February 6th and February 8th, because we want to make a difference in this country. This country is not going in the right direction. And our job as Americans to take back our country and make sure that we always use America first instead of anybody else, because this is our country. This is where we live in, and this is where our kids live in, and our great-great-grandkids are going to live in. We want to protect it.
Ron Q, be safe out on the campaign trail. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
One of the really good guys, Ron Quince, Ron Q, and he is a candidate for Congress in CD1, trying to unseat Dina Titus. We've got to retire Dina Titus. That's got to be job one. It's there for the taking, and all we got to do is grab for it. And that's what people like Ron Q are doing right now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
When planning a celebration of life for yourself or a loved one, there are no dress rehearsals and no reset buttons. That's why getting every detail exactly right the first time is so important. When you plan with us, you're choosing a partner defined by professionalism, compassion, and attention to detail that is second to none. And we stand behind that promise with a 100% service guarantee. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
See associate for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge. I'll be going there for dinner tonight. I can't wait. I'm so hungry. Oh, we will have results for you beginning late this afternoon from New Hampshire. Just be aware that you're going to be fully informed if you stick with this radio station. You'll have it all throughout the evening, in fact, as well. Tony Gonzalez is a congressman from Texas. He's on the Homeland Security Committee. He met yesterday with folks from Mexico City and was on with Neil Cavuto. I want you to hear Tony Gonzalez, congressman from Texas. He is a Republican.
The betting seems to be that there will be no decision on how to deal with this, and it's up to the new president, whoever that will be, to deal with. Do you buy that?
You know, it's a lot of people that are just punting to the next presidency. You know, our delegation met with both the leading candidates, Senator Galvez and former Mayor Sheinbaum. We've met with both of them to kind of have this discussion to go, look, this problem, you know, isn't going to get solved in the next 4 months. But long term, you know, we want to have a relationship where Mexico is doing their part and the United States is doing our part. Part of what we've been trying to do is also hold the Biden administration accountable. Hey, just do your job. Get Border Patrol to enforce the laws so that way Texas DPS and Texas sheriffs don't have to fill that gap, and House Republicans are committed to keep pushing that until we get real results.
The border seems to be the immediate, you know, match here. And I think both sides would acknowledge that, but there's a reluctance with either side giving in or the administration appearing to give in to Republican wishes to strengthen that border. And in fact, now you get these court decisions that make that a lot more difficult. So I'm just wondering if that means that this part of it, a security agreement, doesn't come to pass at all.
Yeah, you know, there is a lot of muddy of the water. You bring up a good point. And the courts have seemed to be as busy as ever. So once again, I think it's where Congress needs to start leading. You know, yes, we have a slim majority. House Republicans have a slim majority, but that shouldn't matter. We have a majority. And we need to sit down with the administration and say, hey, these are the changes that need to happen. Enough with the finger pointing. No, it's your fault. It's your fault.
Right.
I mean, the American public demands something to be changed today.
There you have it. Tony Gonzalez, a congressman from Texas, met with leaders in Mexico City yesterday. Stick around. Coming up, we're going to talk about Medicare Advantage, how it can help your mom, your dad, your entire family. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
wild game in New Jersey last night. The Golden Knights rallied from a two-goal deficit.